Blog Talk Radio.
It's Saturday, July 16th, 2016, and this is show number 55.
The age of delusion is here. The great falling away has begun. False teachers and false gospels are everywhere. The angel of light has become so visible in today's apostate church that even false Bibles have made their way into mainstream Christianity. The Bible warns that on Judgment Day, Jesus will say to the many, "I never knew you." This program exists to make sure that when Jesus says that, not talking to you.
God Thoughts Radio is on the air. I'm Pastor Brad, and I want to begin with a very important question for you. It's subjective, sure, but I want to ask it of you anyway. Tell me what you think. What is the one thing on the earth today that's doing the single greatest damage to all of mankind? Have you given that question any thought before? I think it's important. What's the one thing on the earth, if you were to boil it down to one single thing, what do you think's doing the greatest damage to the people of the earth today? How would you answer that? Would you say that Satan, the devil, the serpent of old, is number one on that list? Or maybe some of you might say, you know, I think Islamic terrorism is the single greatest damaging factor. Some might say abortion, as I thought this through. You know, I'm guessing some of you out there might say Barack Obama, or maybe Hillary Clinton, or maybe even Donald Trump. What about natural disasters? All of these things are perhaps answers that you would give to that question, but I want to tell you mine, my opinion. My opinion of the single greatest damaging factor of the people on the earth today is what Jesus called lukewarm Christianity. Lukewarm Christianity. People who profess to know Jesus, but they're neither hot for him, nor are they cold. They're simply lukewarm. They profess to know God by their lips, but in their actions they deny him. They name the name of Jesus as Savior and maybe even as Lord, but they do not follow him. They do not submit to his will. They do not live by his word. And do you know what Jesus says, the real Jesus, the biblical Jesus says of those lukewarm professing Christians? He says, "I spit you out of my mouth." Let me tell you my opinion, dear listener. Better for you to just go ahead and worship Satan blatantly. That would be better for the people of the earth than to profess to know Jesus but not be a follower of Jesus. I want to tell you, I was at a memorial service today. And it hasn't been more than about 15 or 20 minutes at a time that I haven't wept throughout the day. It was heartbreaking. And at times it was gut-wrenching. By all accounts, this 21-year-old patriot, wonderful young man, by all accounts, great young man, wonderful parents, devoted his life to serving others, respected, admired by all, clearly a beautiful man from an outstanding family. It was a tragic military death. And as if that isn't sad enough, since the age of 12, this young man had devoted his life to serving others. I want to tell you that if anybody deserves to go to heaven, this young man should get in, shouldn't he? I don't know if he's a Christian or not. I really don't. There was nothing in the service to indicate to me that he was a Christian, but I have no idea. I certainly hope to God that he is in heaven right now. But I want to ask you something. I want to ask you something that I think is pretty eternally significant and important. Let me ask you, oh professing Christian, where do you get your concept of heaven anyway? Where do you get the idea of heaven and who goes there and who gets to go there? Where do you get your concept of God if you believe in God? Because let me tell you something about God and Jesus and the concept of heaven. They all come from the Bible. The single greatest question you're ever going to ask or answer for yourself is, what do you believe about the Bible? Because it's my goal that you be freed from the la-la land of the apostate church and the false Christianity that plagues the earth today. Because you see, the God of the Bible is the one who defined heaven and defined how people get there. And there is this concept that plagues the earth today and is manifested in countless cults as well, and it's made its way into professed Christianity, and that is that, you know, some people are good enough to get into heaven and that God would not send anybody to hell. How could a loving God send somebody to hell, somebody so good? Let me tell you what the Bible actually teaches about this concept of good. Psalm 14, 2 and 3, the Lord has looked down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, if there are any who seek after God. And they've all turned aside. Together they've become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Ecclesiastes 7:20, indeed, there's not a righteous man on the entire earth who continually does good and who never sins. Romans 3:10, there is none righteous, not even one. And in fact, James chapter 2, verse 10 puts it this way. Whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in one point, he's become guilty of all. I want to tell you something, O professing Christian or seeker of truth. I want to tell you that the idea that some might get to heaven through good works is a slap in the face to a holy God. It is delusion of the highest caliber and rank. There is nobody good enough to get to heaven, no matter how good a person might be. God says there's none good, not even one. Do you remember when Jesus was called good teacher? His response was, why do you call me good? There's only one who is good, and that is God. You know, Joel Osteen, many of you might recognize him. He's just about the world's most famous pastor and is known for being a Christian pastor. He says we shouldn't offend the people we're trying to reach. Does that ring a bell for you? Does that make sense to you in this politically correct day and age that we shouldn't offend the people that we're trying to reach? Well, I'm here to tell you that if you really want to reach those people with the good news and salvation of Jesus Christ, we better start worrying about not offending the God who alone has the power to save those people. I want to tell you, I have cried out to the Lord in anticipation of this message that the spirit of repentance would come to a sleeping church, a lukewarm church, that because of its lukewarmness, people don't have a light in the darkness to look to. In this tragic time of death and darkness and despair, where people live and people die, where people who profess to know Jesus don't live any different. The statistics aren't any different in the church than they are in the world. Listen to me very carefully. If you're more afraid of offending others than offending God, then let me break it down to you for real. Let me tell you what's really going on. The bottom line is you love yourself more than you love God. You love your reputation more than you love God. You love you more than you love those people. The Bible is crystal clear. If you're a friend of the world, you are no friend of Jesus. James 4, 3 through 4 says, you adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. You see, if everybody likes you, nobody has anything against you, then you're not representing the Jesus of the Bible. Let me say that again. If everybody likes you, and there's nobody out there that has anything against you, then the one thing that's for sure, I don't care if you're a pastor, I don't care if you're an elder. You might be the nicest guy in the world, but the one thing you're not is representing the Jesus of the Bible, because Jesus said in many places, I'll reference John chapter 15, verse 18, he said, if the world hates you, you know that it's hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you. This is Jesus speaking to his followers. A slave's not greater than his master. They persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. Now, I got some good news. I got some good news, and that news is that judgment is coming, sure enough, to the United States of America. And a part of that judgment is going to be persecution of the true church, and it's going to be the best thing that ever happened to the true church in the United States of America, because it's going to bring pruning. It's going to bring purification, and the real Christians will come forth like a light and let their light so shine before men in such a way that they may see their good works and glorify their Heavenly Father who is in heaven. You know, as an example, here's just one example. You politically correct pastor, you. Listen, pastor, if you're telling your people that you can practice sexual immorality and still be a Christian, I'm telling you, you're leading people straight to hell. And you will be in the front of that line. Because you are saying exactly the opposite of what God says in the Bible. What God are you professing to serve anyway? Because the God of the Bible couldn't be more clear. 1 Corinthians 6:9-11 as an example. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of your God. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, but there's no such thing as a non-following follower of Jesus Christ. Jesus defined what Christianity. He said, if anyone wishes to come after me, deny yourself. Take up your cross daily and follow him. You see, there's nobody going to heaven who doesn't deny themselves. There's nobody in heaven who does their own thing. You see, heaven is that place where God's will is done, and the only people who get there, as imperfect as we all might be, are the people who submit to the will and the way of God. Listen. There are people around the world this very day that died for Christ. Praise the Lord. Every single day, there are martyrs in the world who pay the ultimate price for Jesus Christ. And I want to celebrate them tonight. I want to celebrate them. I want to honor them. Their reward in heaven is great. I have the utmost respect for a martyr, for someone who has died for the name of Jesus, who didn't shrink back. I absolutely want to celebrate their lives, and that's a fact. But I want to tell you something else. I want to challenge you with something in addition. God's not only looking for people who will die for him, but he's looking for people who will live for him. Die to self and live for him. Lay down your care about your riches and your wealth and your reputation. Live for Jesus and live like Jesus did. Let me give you a final word of instruction regarding this whole concept of lukewarmness. And I'm pleading with you. If you're a lukewarm Christian, I'm asking you to repent. I'm begging you to repent. I've asked that the Lord would send his kindness that would lead you to repentance. But if you're not going to repent, do us all a favor. As I said, I was not exaggerating. Go worship Satan blatantly, please. Get out of the church. Stop naming the name of Jesus if you're not going to follow him. Stop naming the name of Jesus if you're not going to submit to his will. If you're going to live for your will, then stop acting like you're a Christian. The Bible defined a Christian as one who was a follower of Christ. That's what a Christian is. You can call yourself whatever you want, but you're killing us, man. You're killing the church. You're killing the light. You're quenching the light of Christ. Because here's the bottom line. Today's memorial service. Under the people that God desperately loves. And like the great young man who died, that we celebrated his life today, it happens thousands of times every day. And the vast majority die without knowing the hope of a Savior, because of the sellout, cop-out, lukewarm, wimped-out, professing Christians who love themselves more than they love those that they would have the opportunity to share with. They love themselves more than they love the truth. They love themselves, and they're unwilling to model what Jesus really taught and how Jesus really lived. What is the bottom line about good people and how could a loving God send good people to hell. And you've heard the phrase, right? How can bad things happen to good people? Well, again, it's going to boil down to what you believe about the Bible, isn't it? Because let me tell you what the Bible has to say about good people. Back in the day, God looked down upon this earth of people, and he saw nothing, he saw no good person. Every single person that he looked at, including me and including you, willfully, knowingly rejected him. Adam and Eve ate from the apple. If you or I had been in the garden, we would have eaten from the apple. So God, this is the biblical picture. This is the truth, the way the Bible portrays it. God looks down upon a creation that he desperately loves, but it's a creation that has rejected him, and the consequence of such rejection is eternal separation from him. But God's love is bigger. God looks down upon a people that he desperately loved, and the Bible tells us that he so loved that world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life. This whole concept, oh, he was a good person, surely he's in heaven now. She was a good person, surely she's in heaven now. That is a part of the age of delusion. There's no such thing as a good person. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but God demonstrated his own love toward us. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, because the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. And I'll tell you, man, I was filled with love for that family. And I was filled with love for every single person in that memorial service. But you know what else I was filled with? A deep, deep heartache of sorrow. Because where are the TV preachers that'll tell them the truth? Where are the pastors that'll tell them the truth? Where are the friends that will tell them the truth about the way, the truth, and the life that is Jesus Christ? And no one comes to the Father, Jesus said, but through him. And the Bible says that, by the way, the Jesus of the Bible wrote, he said, there is salvation in no one else, for no other name under heaven has been given among men by which we must be saved. God is searching the entire earth to strongly support those whose hearts are completely his. He doesn't have any perfect people, but he's looking for people who are willing to love others more than they love themselves, willing to love the truth more than they love the lie of this age, willing to love him more than they love the word, the world, and willing to live by his word and in his will and go his way, not in perfection. That's why Jesus died, but in willingness. Are you that man? Are you that woman? Is God speaking to you right now? I'm talking to you right now. The Spirit of God is so strong in this message. This is the Word of God, my beloved brothers and sisters. This is the will of God, that a generation rise up and represent him in spirit and in truth. That a generation rise up and not be embarrassed to raise their hands or kneel down in church. Are you kidding me? God is looking for true worshipers. God is looking to raise up young men and women who are saying, you know what? I'm going to worship the Lord my God and serve him only. I'm going to leave my reputation in his hands. I'm going to care about other people more than I care about what they think about me. I'm going to love them with the love of the Lord. I'm going to allow Jesus' love to shine through me. Oh, God. I ought to take the opportunity right now to lift up that family. So much pain in this world, Lord. But far from you being distanced from it, you did everything you could to enter in and to change it and to alter it and to bring healing and deliverance to a pain that we brought about ourselves. Oh, God, I pray for that family literally, and I pray for every single individual that was at that memorial service literally. And I also pray for those that are listening in and for those that those people represent. Oh, God, I cry out to you to raise up a generation of people like the people of old, like the Josephs and the Abrahams and the Sarahs and the Ruths and the Esthers and the Peters and the Pauls of the past. Raise them up again today. Cause this voice of your authority to be heard. Cause it to be realized. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Thanks so much for joining us today at God Thoughts Radio. For more information about Pastor Brad and God Thoughts, go to GodThoughtsGlobal.com, where you'll also find archives from all of our past shows. Pastor Brad would love to speak at your church. You can contact him via email at GodThoughtsWired@gmail.com or connect with him on LinkedIn at Dr. Brad Righteous. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Hello, this is Brad. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, this is Brad. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Danielle.
Can you tell me your first name and where you're from?
Danielle from Rhode Island.
Hey, Danielle from Rhode Island. Thanks for calling in. Did you have a question or a comment? Were you just listening in by phone and you just wanted to listen to the program by phone?
No, I was trying to call in, but now that I'm sitting here, I just don't remember which one that I tuned in on.
Oh, that's all right. Well, we were just talking about the love of Jesus and how important it is for people who profess to know Jesus to really represent him.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, it's nice talking to you, Danielle.
Thank you.
All right. The Lord richly bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
God bless you.